back to back on BFM 89.9.
Indeed, this is Back to Back, a music program where every week we cast a spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofnir Thing. This week we're celebrating the 10th year anniversary of Lunarism, the second studio album by Tame Impala, which dropped on the 5th of October 2012. An album that was written, recorded and produced by Australian musician Kevin Parker.
Tomorrow on the program, we'll go into that album Lunarism, but for today, Tame Impala's discography outside that album, and let's kickstart things with this one from his 2020 album, The Slow Rush. This is Tame Impala, Breathe Deeper, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Give up.
Tame Impala with Breathe Deeper, a piano-driven R&B funk number taken from his latest full-length album, The Slow Rush. On that track, Kevin Parker talks about stressful and negative situations, how deep breathing can help with staying calm, slowing down and making it through.
This tune was initially slated to be the fourth single from The Slow Rush, heavily influenced by the sounds of Mariah Carey, as well as the Neptunes and Pharrell. Not quite confirmed, but it's a tune that's said to sample directly off the opening bars of Warren G's Regulate. This week's the 10-year anniversary of Lonerism, which we will go track by track tomorrow night. But for now, everything Tame Impala outside that seminal album. Just a bit of background on Tame Impala, who is actually Kevin Parker, a one-man band who was born in Sydney, Australia, but spent most of his growing up years in Perth and developed passion for music at a young age after being exposed to the guitar by his dad, who also played in cover bands.
His dad would also get him his first ever guitar, which led him down the rabbit hole of music. At the age of 11, he was motivated by his brother to pick up the drums as well and started making lo-fi music experiments around that time. After receiving an 8-track recorder as a gift, he would continue making music all by himself, expanding his musical instrument playing knowledge to the bass and keyboards as well. This would slowly turn into an obsession where he spent every single night recording music.
As he grew older, Kevin Parker would be heavily involved in the Perth music scene, playing in multiple bands to 2007, where he uploaded a few home recorded projects on MySpace, you know, the social media of the early 2000s for all you Gen Zs, where he was using the moniker Tame Impala for the very first time. Around this time, he was in uni still studying astronomy as he submitted to the fact that he wasn't going to be a famous musician. However, while on his way to his last exam, he was contacted by the label Modular Recordings, who wanted to sign Tame Impala to the label. Kevin Parker then immediately U-turned from that exam and went straight home to record even more music.
Sounds like the script for a movie, right? And since then, Kevin Parker has employed the help of his friends to bring the Tame Impala music experience live on stage. The current lineup consists of childhood friend Dominic Simper, who was previously on bass but has since moved to guitars and keyboards, Jay Watson, who used to be the band's drummer but is now more of a keyboard player with occasional guitars, fellow Aussie Cam Avery on bass, and French drummer Julian Barbagello, who joined the band in 2012. Also, special mention to Nick Albrook, who played bass till 2013. He's also the lead singer of Pond, who is closely associated with Tame Impala. Gotta mention him.
And back in the day as well, Kevin Parker used to play drums for Pond, so the Perth scene keeping things in the family, right? Back in the tunes, this is a track that tells a story of internal conflict between the desire to socialize and to be with other people, with self-doubt and hindering social interactions. This one's taken from the debut album, showcasing the album's signature multi-octave guitar leads. Inner Speaker is the album that was named Album of the Year by Rolling Stone in 2010 and ranking in Pitchfork's 100 Best Albums of the Decade so far in 2014. This is Tame Impala, Alter Ego, right here on Back to Back.
definitely a recognizable tune for all the OG Tame Impala fans. That was Solitude Is Bliss by Tame Impala, another one from Inner Speaker, released as the first single from that album. According to Kevin Parker, he decided to go with that song as the lead single because it was the most uplifting, sassy, and confident-sounding song. He went on to say that it's intended to sound like that because it's all about being confident when you're alone.
Yeah, even though Kevin Parker plays every single instrument for Tame Impala, this song was an exception where Jay Watson played drums for this song. This one also popularized the use of phaser guitar pedals, more specifically the electro-harmonic small stone phaser shift pedal, which gave that intro that wordy sound. Today, that guitar pedal has become synonymous with that Solitude Is Bliss sound. Daryl and Ofni with you on this week's Back to Back, where we're going through the discography of Tame Impala outside Inner Speaker, which turned 10 years old this week. More tune to come, so stick around only here on BFM 89.9. Tame Impala,
the Bold Arrow of Time, taken from the album Inner Speaker, right here on Back to Back with me, Ofnir Ting, and Daryl Ong. This week we're celebrating the 10th year anniversary of Lonerism by going through the rest of his discography. Of course, we'll be going through Lonerism tomorrow on Track by Track, but the one that you just heard takes a page from the Psych Blues book from the likes of Neil Young or Cream. And the album Inner Speaker, the Bold Arrow of Time, is actually one of two re-recorded songs to feature on that album. This tune, alongside another one called Desire Be, Desire Go, was actually part of the Tame Impala EP that was then polished up and re-recorded for the debut full length. All things Tame Impala today, but enough of us for a minute. Here's BFM music director, avid Tame Impala fan, Ali Johan, of his thoughts on the band.
I think my early introduction to the band was after they released the second album, Lonerism, at the back of a very successful tour with Inner Speaker. In their debut album, Inner Speaker, they had big songs like Solitude is Bliss, and at that time I wasn't paying attention to them as much. Being a band from Australia, I don't know why they didn't strike my fancy. But when Lonerism came out was when I really paid attention to their sound, and I was, I was introduced to this term neo-psychedelia, which sounds like a remake of the 70s and 60s psychedelic rock, but infused with modern touches. There's some R&B movements, there's some soul and funk movements in most of the songs. Even the sound of the recording takes you back to an era. And that's what struck me the first time about the band Tame Impala. And Kevin Parker himself, as soon as I found out that it is a one-man band, he did everything himself, he recorded everything himself, that blew my mind. And the first song that put me onto them was the track Apocalypse Dreams from Lonerism. It's a 5-minute opera almost that opens up and expands in like a very nice neo-psychedelia. It fits the term perfectly. It's got the jammy parts, it's got rock parts, and it's fuzzy, but yet quite vulnerable and gentle as well. I can't say I have a favourite album by the band, because I've been a big fan of all of their works. I like to grow with what they have become and from where they came from. So I appreciate every album that they've made. In a way, a fan would just support their favourite band, I guess. But a favourite song for me is actually a B-side from the Slow Rush Sessions, which is their later album. And it's a track called Patience, because it has bongos. And I think that song is a perfect representation, or at least a great sound for Tame Impala to move into after two rocky albums in Inner Speaker and Lonerism. They shifted it up a bit with Currents, and then when Slow Rush came out, it's like a very nice, mature move into more textural stuff and less rock. And I think Patience is a song that they didn't include in the Slow Rush, but it was included in the B-sides to the album. So Patience has got to be one of my favourite Tame Impala songs. I have been fortunate to catch Tame Impala live twice. Once in Primavera Festival in Barcelona, Spain, and once in KL when they came here for the Currents tour. And I think I will always remember the first time seeing them live, having followed them for a few years, and seeing them on the bill at the festival and waiting for them to take the stage that evening. It was a sunset slot, so they were on stage from about 6:30. They ended their set at about 7:45, so it was a nice vibe of like late evening into the start of the night. It was a wonderful experience to see how they translated a lot of their textures in the albums into a live setup, and I was paying attention to how they were playing songs like Feels Like We Only Go Backwards, or that lengthy jam that they had in the middle of the song Elephant. They just took it away from the song for a good 4 minutes, and then coming back to the ending chorus that surprised everyone, and we were just like completely taken by their caliber and completely taken by how well the band grooved along. You know, they were so tight, they were so entertaining, yet they were completely in control of the entire vibe of the set. You know, it was just from start to finish, really, really good flow. They knew how to set up their festival sets, and it was such an unforgettable experience. Kevin Parker has single-handedly taken the Tame Impala sound into directions that he might not be able to go into if there had been five Kevin Parkers in the band. So he's got a backing band of great players, but when he's at the wheel, I guess, when he's helming the direction of the band, he knows everything and where he wanted to go to. After listening to some of his interviews, I get that he's very much a producer that likes to explore different things and not just stick to one sound. So that to me has made them really relevant across the times, with, like, you know, multiple albums in the process. So it's the growth, but also finding that Tame Impala vibe that's always consistent with every album that he's put out, because it's usually from Kevin Parker himself. So with the movement of sounds that he has been exploring from the early days of Tame Impala up until the current sound, I think he hasn't settled on a particular sound, and I don't think it's a bad thing at all. This is one great example of a musician, an artist, a composer moving along with the times, you know, being very aware of what is popular in the pop world, in the rock world, and he takes bits and pieces and he's, you know, drawing influences from old and new sounds, mixing them together into a uniquely Tame Impala sound. I know a lot of music websites have claimed that this particular sound by Tame Impala is not exactly original, because there's so many neo-psychedelic acts out there that have come up in their wake, you know, bands like Pond or even Melody's Echo Chamber, Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They all have that Tame Impala imprint, but that's where the strength of a Kevin Parker and Tame Impala is, I feel, because, you know, it spans many years, it spans many sounds. That's a great thing about any band, because you, again, if you put on a playlist of Tame Impala songs, or if you play the essentials like we are doing tonight, you're gonna get a great experience. I think most people know that it is the work of Kevin Parker, the man himself. But when he plays with a live band, every band member is able to replicate or pull off what Kevin has in his mind. And, you know, that kind of chemistry and connection only comes when you've been friends with each other long enough. And I can kind of tell, I think, from being a fan of the band for a long time, that they are a tight-knit group of friends who love the same things, even though they might not be in the same bands. Like, members of Tame Impala have their own bands. When Nick Albrook left and formed Pond, Kevin Parker was still involved. You know, Jay Watson has Gum, and Kevin Parker is involved in that as well. But Jay and Nick also collaborate with Kevin on other things aside from Tame Impala music. So yeah, for lack of a better word, I think they're on the same wavelength most of the time, especially the current touring members. I gotta mention the drummer, Julian Babagalo, who joined the band much later on their live sets. And he's French, you know, not Australian, but he fits the band like a glove, because I guess Kevin has managed to show him, you know, the right kind of rhythm that works, especially with, you know, the sound of old 70s rock drum sound that they're popularly known for. When you see them live, you see the strength of every band member, and I love that about Tame Impala, especially because it has been the work of Kevin Parker himself. But, you know, with four other people, they make it sound great. And And when you listen to the album, you can't tell that it's being played and recorded by Kevin himself. You take it to the live sets, everyone chips in and everyone puts in a great shift every night on stage to make sure that the essence of what Kevin recorded is translated greatly to the stage. And I think that's what's great about the Tame Impala live band. Some people like a band to sound the same forever, but with the current generation of music fans, I think we all understand that we draw influences from different types of music, different sounds, different parts of the world. So an update in the sound or a new addition to the arsenal of skills is always welcome, because you know the notion that a band should sound the same forever is pretty outdated for now. I mean, if you're listening to a band like Led Zeppelin, yes, maybe you don't want them to change. But for a band that's come out in, you know, post-millennia, it's needed, because you run the risk of sounding outdated, which might be detriment to your career, you know, at large. For me, I think what contributes to their staying power is, again, the movements and the updates in the sound. And it's important to be relevant to the current musical climate. And their change in sound on every album has helped them to stay, I think, stay in the game, but not just be in the game to make up the numbers. They're still a band that's, you know, a force to be reckoned with. They're winning awards. They're still getting Grammy nominations after every record. They don't win all of them because, you know, that's how competitive modern music has been. But for a band from Australia, for a guy like Kevin Parker, who's, you know, always churned out sweet new psychedelia sounds and has championed this sound for a long, long time without really falling into a stereotype of a psychedelic band, is a strong reason why they've been really relevant. They've had the staying power. And on top of that, when you see their live shows, you can tell their caliber. You can tell that they're a very tight unit. The five of them sound great. You only need to go on YouTube to check out all their live sets, and it always gives you a certain kind of experience, even though you're watching from home. Imagine seeing them live. They give you a once in a lifetime experience.
Heard from Ali Johan, BFM's music director and avid Tame Impala fan. And let's head right back into the music. This next one takes us to his latest release, The Slow Rush, an album jam-packed with psych-pop ballads. And here's one of them, an optimistic track featuring themes of perseverance and reaching one's goals. In an interview, Kevin Parker described this next number as the emotional core of The Slow Rush, and also said that the song was inspired by the power ballads of artists like Supertramp and Meat Loaf. This is Tame Impala, On Track, right here on Back to Back.
But strictly speaking, I'm still on track. Strictly speaking, I'm holding on. What on the mind I said? But strictly speaking, I'm still on track.
looks unrealistic, over optimistic. I know I tried before this, I know it's nearly August. I know I can't ignore this, looking forward to all this.
Eventually by Tame Impala. It was released as the fourth single from the band's third album, Currents. Well, technically a breakup song told from the side of the person that wants out. According to an interview with music publication NME, Kevin Parker further explained that the song tackles the struggles of knowing you have to leave something or someone and move on while inadvertently damaging someone. But you have to do it for the long-term future and that it's going to work itself out eventually.
Even though Kevin Parker's a multi-instrumentalist producer, engineer and mixer, he has gone on record to say that he pays the most attention to the drums, often toiling for hours on end just for that perfect sound. So it came as a surprise to him when he was accused of sampling the drum sound for that tune eventually without permission.
Yeah, the accusation came in the form of a lawsuit from a member of 70s funk group Skull Snaps, who claimed that Kevin Parker sampled the drums from their famous track It's a New Day, a sample which, funnily enough, had previously been used by Depeche Mode, ODB, The Prodigy and more. But instead of being hostile, Kevin Parker took it as an unexpected compliment, seeing how his drum sounds was comparable to that iconic sample.
This week on Back to Back, myself, Darryl Ong and Ofnio Ting are going through Tame Impala's discography in conjunction with the 10-year anniversary of Lonerism, which we will go track by track tomorrow night, so do stay tuned for that. But for now, we have more music to come, so do keep it locked right here on BFM 89.9.
Tame Impala with Let It Happen, released as the lead single from his third studio album, Currents, back in 2015. And it's a track about personal transitions and how you should just, well, as the title suggests, let it happen. The full version runs for about 8 minutes long, almost 8 minutes long, one of the longest tracks put out by the band, and it could be said as a big shift from the psychedelic rock sounds of previous releases. This time, Kevin Parker incorporated synth pop and disco vibes in the mix with a distinctive looping part that's akin to a skipping compact disc looping the same part over and over again.
Song premiered as a free digital download on Tame Impala's website and immediately received critical acclaim despite being a departure from the usual Tame Impala sound. Ended up being on many year-end lists of music critics, praising it as a bold album opener and meticulously arranged components. I think when that album Currents came out, it was definitely in my top three of the year. This week, we have been going through Tame Impala's discography outside of Lonerism, which celebrates its 10th year anniversary this week. Do tune in tomorrow on Track by Track, where we will go track by track into Lonerism. But for now, we're going to wrap things up with the last track from that album we talked about, Currents.
This song also appeared on the 8th studio album of Rihanna, called Anti. Many people believe that maybe she would just sample the Tame Impala version, but no, it was a full-on cover with the exact same instrumental, the only difference being Rihanna's vocals instead of Kevin Parker's.
Yeah, I would say she did it justice.
Funny you say that, because Kevin Parker also went on to explain that when he first came up with this next tune, he thought it sounded very much like an R&B group kind of song, you know, something that TLC would do. And hearing the Rihanna version made Kevin Parker believe that the song got the treatment that it truly deserved.
And according to Kevin Parker, he was also surprised that the whole song was covered rather than sampling just a small portion of it, as it wasn't conveyed to him what they planned to do with it in the beginning. Well, he definitely turned many Rihanna fans onto Tame Impala with that one. We're gonna have the show with the album closer from Currents. This is Tame Impala, New Person, Same Old Mistakes. My name's Dara Ong, together with Off New Ting. Join us again next week, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night.